This one is about an argument I had with Erato. You do know the names of the muses, I hope, but at any rate, Erato is the muse of lyric poetry, and Calliope is, among other things, one of the muses of heroic poetry. And I was writing an unimportant poem when Erato walked in and started raising hell, because she insisted that all poems have to be important, and I couldn't feel important about this poem. At least that's the dramatic situation. An apology for not invoking the muse. Erato popped in. What a talent for suspicion. Now what, she said. I thought I knew. I am writing an unimportant poem, I told her. She slammed her lute down on my desk, slammed it so hard it shook the air forever. Even in anger, she gives off such sounds. I cannot manage a relevant emotion except in sensing how all loss belittles what's left to make a truth of. Who authorized that? She wanted to know. Honey, I said, do I have to check with you before I scratch an itch? This was a small one in a minor crease I needn't specify, except to say we all have some. I mean, we mortals, and they do burn. Was I being unreasonable? I swear she was. 4,000 years of lute lessons in the crags and a suffered dream of tuning types like you, and you show your gratitude by scratching creases? Nothing is more demanding than a woman who has given everything. Yet how she glowed. Darling, I said, you were born to natural grandeur. I worship you for it, gratefully. I've prayed to be worthy of you. It's no use. I am small, dull, subject to gravity, and locked to these creases that itch and must be scratched by those who haven't had your advantages. Besides, may I add, this unimportant poem is outbulging Doric proportion. Less would be better than more, being more to the fact. She misquoted deliberately. You claim to be one of mine and still dare speak of unimportant poems. The least song, Claude, consumes the singer. Angel, I pleaded, not everything's an Aeneid, which would make it Calliope's business to begin with. She glared. You leave my sister out of this. I mean, I love you most for the sweet small that trembles to a silence that awakens and echoes back a ghost when you let me say it. I let you say it. You didn't even invoke me. You haven't invoked me in over 30 years. I recalled my first trembling toward her and burned with shame. Beloved, I said, I didn't want to bother you. I thought I could say this little on my own, the way it happens to us in our smallness. She touched a chord and was herself again. I have never seen her more glorious. Then leaned down to read what I had written, then stood tall. See for yourself what comes of that, she said, and struck her lute and was gone wherever she goes to the silence trembling after her. In silence, I turned to my page and read to desperation. How had I dared imagine I might dare be only what I am? And yet,